From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. South Korea's defense minister has resigned amid criticism of the country's response to North Korea's shelling of a coastal island that killed four people this week. The South Korean government is beefing up its defenses against any future such attacks. The BBC's Chris Hawke says the new strategies were hammered out at a meeting in the presidential compound in Seoul today.
Our existing rules of engagement are rather passive, the presidential spokesman said, following a meeting of the cabinet. So they'll be overhauled. One change is likely to be the authorization of a firmer response to any future attack on an area where civilians live.
The BBC's Chris Hawke in Seoul. Many of those living on the island that was attacked are saying they do not feel safe there anymore. NPR's Louisa Lim is one of the first journalists to get a first-hand look at the damage on the island following the shelling.
Among the areas that were hit, they are really quite badly hit. We've seen quite a lot of buildings which are completely gutted. And what's really noticeable is just how few people there are here. And really, everybody that we see is fleeing.
The NBC's NPR's Louisa Lim reporting. President Obama offering Thanksgiving greetings to the nation this morning. He's calling on Americans to support our armed forces and people who are struggling in tough financial times.
As long as many of our sons and daughters and husbands and wives are at war, we've got to support their mission and honor their service. And as long as many of our friends and neighbors are looking for work, we've got to do everything we can to accelerate this recovery and keep our economy moving forward.
The president in his weekly address today. The president and his family helped pass out turkeys and other holiday foods to people at a food pantry in the nation's capital called Martha's Table yesterday. The president packing bags with supplies as he joked with some of those in line and giving them high fives. While shopping malls are gearing up for the traditional start of the holiday shopping season tomorrow, online shoppers have already made more than $9 billion in purchases. In fact, Danielle Carson reports some analysts are calling today Cyber Thursday.
While many malls are closed today, shoppers can still scroll through the torrent of bargains on hundreds of websites. Analysts say online retailers aren't feeling the pinch of a sluggish economy as strongly as their shopping mall counterparts. A big advantage? Online shoppers are more affluent. Mesirow Financial Chief Economist Diane Swonk.
Online shoppers are planning on spending almost 25% more than people who walk into brick-and-mortar stores. So the push to bring people online is a move to try to tap into that more affluent consumer.
Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is facing the possibility of decades behind bars after being convicted of money laundering. DeLay was defiant after the verdict was read in an Austin courthouse.
This is an abuse of power. It's a miscarriage of justice. And I still maintain that I am innocent.
DeLay says he will appeal the verdict. This is NPR News from Washington. Much of the nation is going to have a wet Thanksgiving day, and Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service says a powerful storm system rolling eastward will also hit some areas with snow and a wintry mix.
In the Great Lakes, we'll be dealing with some light snows, mainly in the northern parts of the Great Lakes, Upper Peninsula Michigan, and parts of Lower Michigan. And there is some mixed wintry precipitation in parts of central and western Pennsylvania, and that could spread into New York State later on this afternoon and tonight.
The weather has caused more problems for travelers than the loosely organized boycott of body scanning devices at some airports. A spokeswoman for the Transportation Security Administration says the so-called opt-out boycott was a bust. South Sudan is accusing the North of attacking one of its military bases in the run-up to a vote that could split Africa's largest nation. NPR's Frank Langford reports the South is poised to secede and take most of the country's oil resources with it.
Southern Army officials say helicopter gunships from the North attacked their base, injuring four soldiers and two civilians. The North denies anything happened. Earlier this month, the North apparently bombed South Sudan, but the South accepted it was an accident. Both armies are reportedly building up troops on either side of their shared border in advance of January's referendum. North and South Sudan fought Africa's longest civil war before a peace deal in 2005. The much poorer South, which has felt neglected by the North, is expected to vote for independence. The North, on the other hand, doesn't want to lose a chunk of territory nearly the size of Texas. Frank Langford, NPR News, Nairobi.
Pakistan and Afghanistan are joining forces to oppose drug trafficking. The two countries already have joint operations with Iran, but have not cooperated so far with one another. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for